anywhere in the world, if you can hear my voice,
boy.
It's your turn to check in.
There you go.
KE7ZUM.
See when she does it. She'll give it a minute, sit case others check.
Kilo 9er, Uniform Golf Foxtrot.
Ooh, that's a good signal. He's local.
Yeah, he is.
You can tell because you hear the courtesy tone when they're local.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yeah, when you're local on the same repeater, remember, because it's going, it's the Western Reflector, so most of the people are going to be coming over the internet.
Yeah.
But when they're local, you get that tone.
Huh, I did not know that.
When you hear that, they're local.
Okay, we got two on that round. I do want to remind everybody to please use phonetics.
Whoops.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
You didn't tell me.
It helps the spreadsheet workers. It helps me. It's just better all around if we can hear your call sign slowly and in phonetics. So the first one on that list, I believe, was Kilo Echo 7, Zulu Uniform Mike.
Oh, she got it.
Yeah, if you can clarify that, give us your name, location, your answer to the trivia question. The frequency is all yours.
There you go.
Correct. It was Kilo Echo 7, Zulu Uniform Mike. This is Sarah from Las Vegas. And the answer to the trivia question, let's see. Let's go with 1925.
There you go. Let's see what that does. I noticed you kind of have, it's a little bit, repeated a little
static. Okay, Sarah, we've got you down with 1925. One more question for you. Can you tell us if this is your first time on a North American Handshaker Snack? Go ahead.
It is indeed.
Okay, thank you for that. We'll get it marked as such. We appreciate you being here. We've had quite a few first-time check-ins tonight.
There you go.
Nice.
And welcome to the North American Handshakers Net. We're here every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And hopefully you'll be able to come back and join us again soon. The next one on the list is Kilo 9, Uniform Golf Foxtrot. If you want to come back, give us your name, location,
you want
your
this?
Answer to the question.
Isn't that cool? There you go. You just checked into, I think, your first net.
No, my second.
Second, that's right.
Yes, good evening. This is Craig.
And you did that
in West
perfectly.
Las Vegas.
Absolutely.
I've done it before.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't as, see, it wasn't as hectic as field day. So
yeah, oh, no. You I did, forgot about the next thing. Oops.
Yeah, I forgot to mention it, too. That was my fault.
Oh, that's why. No, he sounds.
Imagine it's
he's the other local guy.
Somewhere around 90.
What?
As far as the trivia goes,
the temperature.
Oh, yeah.
The bandwagon there, and guess 1933.
Oh, come on!
9 UGF.
Yeah, he's in Vegas, I think.
But there's a 9. Oh, no, where is he? Where's a 9?
Well,
where's region 9?
He's from, I think that's Indiana or somewhere down there.
We've got you down with 1933. I remember those hot Las Vegas days and...
Yep.
No thanks. Way too hot there for me.
Oh, I love it. That's
okay,
great.
That is the bottom of the list. Looking for more check-ins. Anywhere in the
there's
world.
There's no other ham here that I can.
I know.
This radio too to check in.
I know.
So, yeah, AMR's not here. She
oh, she'd love this net.
Oh, she would. She so would. That'd be great. I'd get her to check
maybe
in.
She knows about it.
Maybe. I should see. I told her to give me when she gets back. I can't wait to see if this repeater's on the list. Then then she'll know at least that it exists.
Okay,
gee, that's it.
Right now, I'm gonna go to check KE7ZWP to do both commercial breaks for it.
Oh Lord!
I can't call it commercial. It's an information break. We're not selling anything.
Check your
friends. Find your friends and get a party together. And we'll have a check-in, 5 or 6 check-ins in one radio.
Whoa.
There you go.
Whoa.
Actually, that's what just happened.
Good way to do it. Yep.
You and me.
They don't know that.
No, they don't.
I could have checked you in when you could have checked in when I did.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll do that next week.
Stay high.
And when I get my own radio, I'm definitely participating in it.
Oh, yeah. Now you know.
With you.
I'll make sure I'll put the Western Reflector in channel 1 of your radio.
Oh, yeah. Actually, they tried. They did that. And it didn't work. But, you know, that's because I didn't know how to use my stuff.
That's okay. We can fix that.
Okay, Chuck. Thank you for that. And our third week net control is Kilo Foxtrot 7, Quebec Lima Papa. If you want to come back, give us any closing comments you have for the net tonight, go ahead, Benton.
So all the net controls are, together, giving comments. That's interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, good evening, Christine. This is KF7ZUP. Tigard, Oregon. And, as always, it's just been fun helping out here on the net. Good net tonight. And I wanted to say, it was my first field day. Well, I first day on the air on HF for a field day. I observed last year as well, but didn't get on the air. Had a great time. It was a spectacular Saturday here in the Portland area. And it's been before and since, so just timed the field day perfectly for that. Anyway, it was a good time. Good day tonight, Christine. Chuck, thanks for the question. Back to you, Christine.
You might be a fun net control.
Oh, yeah.
And this year I did not get on the radio at field day. And we used it more for public awareness instead of contesting this year. So we were on the radio a little bit to kind of show what it was all about. And there's actually a link to an interview that was done on my Facebook page if anybody wants to watch that. It was pretty interesting. And the next one is Jeff. Yeah, public outreach and barbecue. It was an awesome day. Awesome weather, but I got sunburned. Jeff, Hero Echo 6, Victor Golf Bravo, our fifth week net control. Do you have any closing comments for the net tonight? Go ahead.
That's a fielded tradition to get sunburned.
I didn't get sunburned.
Neither did I.
Once again, it was a good net. Good plug for that. And hopefully we'll do it again next year. K6ZGB, back to net.
Oh, we'll do it again, all right.
If she's on EchoLink, how does she know when the repeater happens?
I haven't figured that out yet.
One more second if you're there.
Scanner?
And let's go ahead and get our spreadsheet workers, which I think there's only one that hasn't already spoken to me tonight. So, John, Kilo India 6, Lima Uniform Mike.
A U-M?
U-M. Hey, who knows? It might be.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny if we heard K7, or what was it, W7?
W7-UM.
W7-UM on this here.
That using his real call sign, which...
Okay, John, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate your
participation
and your help every week. Okay, I understand.
Did he chat it, maybe?
He must have. He had to have.
Echo 4, Yankee Lima. You want to come back? And I've already given everybody your name, but give us your location and your answer to the trivia question. Go ahead, Rosie, if you're out there.
Now, that's interesting. She's calling.
Yes, I am out there. This is the Victor Echo 4, Yankee Lima. Rosie from Winnipeg, Manitoba. Thunder and lightning here. We don't have rain yet, but quite a wind already. So, just a quick one. Good evening to everybody, and nice to hear everybody. I still wonder.
It is raining, and I can hear that.
Yeah, I can hear you. Wow.
Lady there, we used to do the net, so I don't know. I haven't heard her for a long time. Gosh. But,
Pelting down it is.
Sounds like it's coming right through the radio. Sounds like it's coming right through the radio.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Shortwave.
You will repeat that one more time, unless it's already too late. That's okay, too. No problem. Hello, it's nice to hear you. Back to it.
Okay, Rosie, I'll always repeat the trivia question, even if it's after 9 o'clock Pacific time, that's no worries. The question tonight is, in what year did the first field day occur? And Lynn is who you were thinking about. I did hear from her. She's alive and well, just working a lot and not able to do her net control tonight. So I jumped in for her.
Oh, wow.
So, Rosie, do you want to take a stab at answering that question? Go ahead.
Whoops.
Yep.
Oh, boy, that's a long time. It's definitely before my time. The way I have heard is 1925.
Oh, hey!
Nice.
I don't know. I could be wrong on that as well. But that's
how about
I'm
that? You got someone.
1925.
Cool. You and her answered 1925. Right?
Maybe someone else. We don't know.
Yeah, that's right. Cause we missed the first hour.
Yeah.
Whatever. Please say hello for me. I would really appreciate that. 7-3-3-4-8-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-3-
Okay, Rosie, we appreciate you being here. We've got you down with 1925, and I will do that. I'm going to be sending her an email anyway, so I'll add that to the information there. So thanks again for being here, and that is the bottom of the list. We've got about 12 minutes left of regular net time. Looking for more check-ins from anywhere in the world. If you can hear my voice and have not yet checked in, it's your turn. We were able to keep it going until 6 minutes before the real end time. So
nice.
I appreciate everybody who stuck around and checked in and was here to help us make it to almost the end. This is Christine, KI6YYW. I'd like to thank Kent Johnson, W7AOR of Nari of Las Vegas again. Providing the Western Reflector for us to use for this net. I am going to go ahead and answer the trivia question. I almost forgot that again. The answer, according to Chuck, because he's the one who gave me the question, is 1933.
I knew it. There was too many people saying 1933 for me to think there was. Oh, I knew it.
Oh, wow.
Wow, 80 years?
Congrats on the ones who answered correctly.
Holy cow. We're gonna 80 years of field day. God, I thought I'd be.
Thanks again for being here.
Wow. I think there's one or two people around that have probably attended the first field day.
Yeah.
And people are disconnecting. You heard that tone just now?
Yeah.
People are starting to disconnect from the Western. Like that?
Actually, Michael Thurman actually dialed 73. Actually, he made me do it.
Oh, yeah, you do it.
Well, because I was on Skype and he didn't have his radio. Or no, he had his radio, but, why did he have me do it? Oh, yeah, because he had, like, two hands busy.
Oh, that's why, so...